No.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, George?
Yes, sir.
How's the railroad strike going?
Well, the railroad strike is, the strike is very effective.
Yeah.
So the railroads are shut down.
Yeah.
The Hudson has testified before a Senate committee to have the men put back to work until July 1. That's our proposal, as you know. The hearings are set for the House for 10 a.m. Tomorrow morning. It's possible that we could have action on all this by tomorrow sometime, depending on how fast they act and the extent to which people decide to play around with the proposals and argue about whether it's going to be a straight extension of time or whether there's going to be money involved and how much and so on, which Javits is sort of inclined to do at this point, I understand. The if the strike runs for more than 3 days, it can have give the economy a real wallop, and that's what we're most concerned about. I think if we can get back to work by tomorrow, it won't have a serious impact. So that's why we went right at it this morning, first thing, and have been after these people. Staggers is the chairman of the House committee that considers this. He went to the railroad station to take a train back to Washington this morning and found no train running. He's also the man who has refused to have any hearings at all on the emergency transportation bill that you sent out years ago. So that's where we stand on it. The negotiations, Bill Ussery worked at it from every angle imaginable. And of course, the people are out striking to get an increase over what others have agreed on, and that settlement is already just outlandish. It's 12% per year for 3 years. The railroads are broke to begin with. So it's a very unreasonable position they're in. Nevertheless, they do have the rail network shut down. I think that we should see what the situation is tomorrow and how this thing begins to shape up. And if it looks as though it's going to drag a lot, then I think we might consider some special appeals to the union to get these people back to work. Because if it goes longer, it's going to have quite a serious impact. That is, it's amazing to see how fast auto assembly plants, for example, are going to be closed.
Right.
They'll be closed if it goes any longer than 2 days,
right.
And so on. It can have quite an impact on the economy, and just as the economy is really beginning to go.
Right. On the other hand, even the impact it has in 2 or 3 days can be quickly recovered.
That can be recovered as long as there isn't too big a sort of a crescendo of shutting down, but then has to reopen and kind of get the productive processes linked up in a balanced fashion again. For example, if you start getting steel furnaces shut down, then it takes them a while to get going, get that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
if you want to bring in those signalmen tomorrow, let's do it. Why not?
Well,
don't hesitate to.
All right.
Don't hesitate to do it. I mean, we've got to put the arm on them. Let's do it tomorrow.
All right. Well, suppose we see how we stand with the House committee tomorrow.
Yeah.
We should know.
What time?
The
I meet the leaders in the morning, and I'll fill in around late. All
right. Yes. Well, and I think, again, we ought to be banging on this fact that we've had no hearings on the basic bill to help get this straightened out.
Yeah, and we ought to be.
That's not going to get the strike settled.
No. But on the signalmen, I'll talk to them. Are they totally unreasonable people?
No, they're not.
Well, then let's get them in.
I think that
they look here.
maybe tomorrow afternoon. If it looks as though we're hung up, then we might try to do that. But I'd suggest that we wait and see tomorrow morning how the House goes, what goes on in the Senate. And if it looks as though we're going to get a resolution by tomorrow night, then I think that's all right. But if it's going to drag on, there's no telling where it goes, then probably we have to take some other course.
Yeah. You may not know by tomorrow noon. Well, I guess.
We won't know for sure, but I think we'll have an idea. For example, in the hearings with Hudson this afternoon, they were pretty perfunctory. They didn't badger him the way they have on some other occasions, and they seem to have a sense of the fact that there's a real problem here.
Yeah.
And if the House has some straightforward hearings and then goes into executive session, and the Senate has got something going, why, maybe we'll be all right. But if the whole thing has an air of acrimony, and we'll have to think this over for a few days and so on, then
yeah,
I think we should move.
Okay.
And I'll keep you posted on it.
Thank you.
Okay.